pleasures were far between, our travels were few. At last in 1951, my family found a way to see how foreign people live in the great U.S. of A. The trip was just 100 miles. Let us pop the corks, for it could have been to India with ringworm in Grand Forks. Their children wore white turbans, men and women too, and life seemed so unusual beneath the cloth taboo. As we neared the border of the country of my birth, I thought there'd be a parting of heaven and of earth. But there was nothing more to mark the point where countries meet than wheat fields on the one side, on the other waving wheat. Prairie land unchanging keeps a face so straight. There was no way to guess about the town that lay in wait. Their children wore white turbans, men and women too, and life seemed so unusual beneath the cloth taboo. Today, I have stood on foreign shores and touched the morning dew, but nowhere else has ever felt quite as fresh or new. The trip was just 100 miles. Let us pop the corks, for it could have been to India with ringworm in Grand Forks. Their children wore white turbans, men and women too, and life seemed so unusual beneath the cloth taboo.